Commentator Andre Codrescu recently bought a Macintosh computer from a mail-order house. When he discovered it was not the machine he had ordered, the company refused to take it back. That Mac experience got him thinking about how life has become Mac life.
Beware of Mac. Big Mac. The Mac poem. The Mac house. Mac world. We should have seen it coming, the Mac world. Mac world and all its Mac kin are triumphant. The Mac Corporation of America is everywhere, remote and inimical to human beings, defended by layers of Mac voicemail, inaccessible to mortals, out of reach of human outrage, operating out of Mac mailboxes, fronted by Mac lawyers, surrounded by a Mac moat of small print. They wonder in Washington how the Mac lords got away with sucking the lifeblood of small investors and bleeding their own Mac companies to death. Look at those bland Mac MBA Mac heads scurrying under the Fifth Amendment umbrella like shiny Mac agents of greed. Not long ago, they were the focus of all our Mac hopes, until we got Mac screwed. Supremely confident, without shame or curiosity, they stare out of Mac eyes at what they surely view as Mac legislators with needy coffers, not representatives of the Mac suckers. There was a time when business served the people, which was around the time that government was also supposed to serve the people, and that was around the time when business needed the people to agree to buy things, and government needed the people to vote and agree to being taxed. That was a long time ago, before the Mac vampire escaped its causal chains and broke free. It took a while for Mac vampire to establish his dominion because people are quick to spot it, but it soon learned to assume the mantles of friendliness, politeness, rhetorical optimism, market hocus-pocus, and slowly the cloak of invisibility. People started believing that there was no Mac devil, only a friendly, invisible attendant who catered to their dreams of riches and freedom. Ha! If you want Mac hope, press 1. For Mac delusion, press 2. Numbers are infinite, and so is the end of your Mac dreams. Your Mac commentator, signing off.
Poet Andre Codrescu is the author of a new novel, Casanova in Bohemia.